Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. First session of 18th Lok Sabha to commence tomorrow with oath-taking ceremony of newly elected members. National Testing Agency Chief Subodh Kumar Singh removed from his post amid allegations of irregularities in NEET exam. Retest of NEET UG examination for 1,563 candidates taking place today. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews overall preparedness for flood management in the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to embark on UAE visit today. In women's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa underway in Bengaluru, and in men's T20 World Cup, Afghanistan registers stunning upset against Australia in Super 8 fixture at Kingstown. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will commence tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of the newly elected members will take place. Our correspondent has the details.
This will be the first session after the formation of the new government at the centre. During the session, senior BJP MP Bhartruhari Mahtab, who has been appointed as pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on the 26th of this month, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 27th of June. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. With Bhupendra, Arpita Chaudhary, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On the eve of the session, the News Services Division of Akashvani brings you tonight special discussions on issues before parliament and Sansad ke Samaksh Mudde. Issues before parliament program can be heard on Akashvani Rainbow and additional frequencies, and Sansad ke Samaksh Mudde can be heard on Akashvani Gold and additional frequencies from 9:30 to 10 tonight. This program will also be available on our website newsonair.com and on our YouTube channel NewsOnAIR Official. The Director General of the National Testing Agency, Subodh Kumar Singh, has been removed from his post amid allegations of irregularities in National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET undergraduate examination. Mr. Singh has been put on compulsory wait in the Department of Personnel and Training. India Trade Promotion Organization Chairman and MD Pradeep Singh Kharola has been given the additional charge of NTA's Director General. Meanwhile, the NTA is conducting a retest of the NEET undergraduate examination for admission to medical programs for 1,563 candidates today. The retest is being held from 2 p.m. to 5:20 p.m. The exam is being conducted again after the NTA, on Supreme Court's observation, withdrew the grace marks awarded to 1,563 students. The reconduct of the NEET UG exam was announced after allegations of irregularities came to the government's notice with regard to the medical entrance exam. It has been also stated by the NTA that the results of those affected candidates who do not wish to appear for the re-examination will be declared based on their actual marks obtained in the examination, which was conducted on the 5th of last month. The government has entrusted the matter of alleged irregularities in NEET UG examination to CBI for a comprehensive investigation. In a statement, the Education Ministry said the government is committed to ensuring the sanctity of examinations and protecting the interest of students. It reiterated that any individual or organization found to be involved will face the strictest action. The central government has also enacted the Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024 to prevent unfair means in public examinations. In another development, the NEET PG entrance examination scheduled for today has been postponed. A fresh date for the examination will be announced at the earliest. The Ministry of Health has said that the decision has been taken in consideration of the recent incidents of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the overall preparedness for flood management in the country. Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, Minister of State for Home Affairs, Nityanand Rai, Secretaries of Ministries and various departments of Government of India attended the meeting. Recently, a few states including Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Sikkim witnessed incessant rainfall triggering landslides and flood-like situation. Currently, Assam is facing floods with lakhs of people affected in several districts. This year, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted an above-normal monsoon. Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. Similar conditions accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning are also likely in parts of Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In northeastern India and sub-Himalayan West Bengal, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue for the next 5 days. The Weather Department further said that thunderstorm and lightning accompanied with gusty winds are likely to occur over Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, heatwave conditions in isolated places over West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi are likely for the next 2 days and will abate after that. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jinnamani delineated further on the weather status in the country.
Monsoon covered some more parts of Gujarat and the remaining parts of Maharashtra. It has also entered South Madhya Pradesh and covered entire Chhattisgarh and Odisha and part of Jharkhand. We have given the heavy to very heavy rainfall warning for favorable monsoon condition over Maharashtra, also central India, Madhya Pradesh. Lightning, thunderstorm, heavy to very heavy rainfall. Also for the Kerala and Karnataka. In Delhi, the temperature has come down to below 40 degrees. But warning we have given that gradually temperature will increase and there may be isolated heat wave just Punjab and Haryana and West UP for 24th and 25th.
The Conference of India's Progressive Path in the Administration of the Criminal Justice System was held at Chennai in Tamil Nadu today. As the three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam are set to take effect from the 1st of July, the conference was a precursor to the implementation of these laws. Speaking at the event, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said that the colonial rulers established the Indian Penal Code with the goal of punishing Indians. He added that to offer justice, the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita has been introduced.
1 जुलाई से तीनों हमारे जो क्रिमिनल जस्टिस सिस्टम पे जो कानून आए हैं वो लागू हो जाएंगे और इसमें ईज ऑफ जो लिविंग है वो निश्चित रूप से बढ़ेगा, नागरिकों की सुविधा बढ़ेगी, टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग होगा और टाइमलाइन इसमें तय की है, ये मेजर चेंज है। टाइमलाइन तय करते ही नागरिकों को न्याय जल्दी मिलेगा।
Speaking at the conference, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that the Bharat Nyaya laws have been made suitable for a more digitalized society. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to the United Arab Emirates today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will hold a meeting with his UAE counterpart on wide-ranging issues of the partnership. The External Affairs Ministry said that the visit will provide an opportunity to review the entire spectrum of comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE and regional and global developments. The External Affairs Minister has paid homage to the victims of Air India's Kanishk Flight 182 bombing. On the 23rd of June 1985, the Montreal-New Delhi Air India Flight 182 exploded 45 minutes before it was supposed to land at London's Heathrow Airport, killing all 329 people on board, most of them Canadians of Indian descent. as the tragedy marks its 39th memorial anniversary. Dr. Jaishankar, in a social media post, termed it as one of the worst acts of terrorism in history. He said that his thoughts are with the bereaved families. Dr. Jaishankar further said that the anniversary is a reminder why terrorism should never be tolerated. In the Kashmir Valley, a terrorist has been killed by security forces in the ongoing anti-infiltration operation in the Uri sector along the line of control in Baramulla district. As per defense sources, a gunfight started yesterday when security forces launched a search operation in Uri sector following specific information about the presence of some infiltrating terrorists. The hiding terrorists opened fire on the security personnel who retaliated, thereby triggering a gunfight that resulted in the elimination of one terrorist. Further details are awaited. The martyrdom day of eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee is being observed today. The BJP icon and the founder of Bharatiya Janasangh, Dr. Shyama Prasad, died on this day in 1953 at the age of 51 in Srinagar. He was born on the 6th of July 1901 in Kolkata. Paying tributes to Dr. Mukherjee, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he dedicated his life in the service of Mother India. The Prime Minister further added, Dr. Mukherjee's dynamic personality will continue to inspire every generation of the country. Union Minister and BJP National President J.P. Nadda paid floral tributes to Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee. He also distributed plant saplings at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Speaking to media, Mr. Nadda said that Mr. Mukherjee possessed multifaceted talent. Throughout his life, Mr. Mukherjee was a patriot, an educationist, and an advocate of social justice.
उनका जीवन एक देशभक्त के रूप में, एक शिक्षाविद के रूप में और एक सामाजिक न्याय दिलाने वाले नेता के रूप में हम सब जानते हैं। श्यामा प्रसाद मुखर्जी was one of the youngest vice chancellor of Calcutta University और बहुआयामी प्रतिभा के मालिक थे वो, शिक्षाविद थे, बाद में उन्होंने देशभक्ति के कारण राजनीति में कदम लिया और आज हम ये कह सकते हैं कि जो वर्तमान पंजाब है और वर्तमान पश्चिम बंगाल है यह उनकी ही देन है।
Union Minister for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary felicitated 32 healthcare professionals for successfully completing the B1 level of German language training. Speaking during the ceremony in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary emphasized that every skilled Indian professional is a change maker and an ambassador of India. German Ambassador Dr. Philip Ackermann praised the skilling ecosystem of India and hoped this would be the start of many other such opportunities. International Olympic Day is being observed today. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has extended his greetings on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Mandavia called upon everyone to celebrate the power of sports in promoting unity and peace. He further hailed all athletes for their passion, commitment and achievements in the field of sports. The minister also extended his best wishes to the athletes as they prepare for Paris Olympics 2024. The theme for International Olympic Day 2024 is Let's Move and Celebrate. In women's cricket, the third and final ODI between India and South Africa is underway in Bengaluru. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, South Africa were 50 for no loss in 10.4 overs when reports last came in. The women in blue are aiming for a clean sweep in the series as the margin stands 2-0 in their favour. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, Afghanistan orchestrated a shocking defeat on Australia by 21 runs in a Super 8 fixture at Kingstown this morning. Today, the USA will lock horns with England in Barbados at 8 p.m. India time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. First session of 18th Lok Sabha to commence tomorrow with oath-taking ceremony of newly elected members. National Testing Agency Chief Subodh Kumar Singh removed from his post amid allegations of irregularities in NEET exam. Retest of NEET UG examination for 1,563 candidates taking place today. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews overall preparedness for flood management in the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to embark on UAE visit today. In women's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa underway in Bengaluru. And in men's T20 World Cup, Afghanistan registered a stunning upset against Australia in a Super 8 fixture at Kingstown. And with that, we end the midday news.